Philadelphia Theater Week is underway. It's a new 10-day-long citywide event during which theaters in Philadelphia are offering discounted ticket prices from $15 to $30, special performances, and events that reveal the nuts and bolts of putting on a show. The organization that coordinated the week, Theater Philadelphia, hopes to make this first run-through an annual event. WHYY's Peter Crimmins spoke with theater critic Howie Shapiro about what to expect.
Peter, it's the debut of Philly Theater Week this week, February 8th to 18th, actually. It's more than a week.
It's a new thing put on by Theater Philadelphia. Theater Philadelphia is perhaps best known for putting on the Barrymore Awards. But they are a theater support group. They help the theater industry and the theater sector in the city do what they need to do. And so they created this week, or this 10 days, where they're trying to promote theater. To my eye, it's a little bit like Restaurant Week.
Or it's like Philly Tech Week.
Maybe Tech Week,
or
yeah.
It's a way for the theater community to market itself with lower price tickets and try and get people to see things for the first time or go to little companies if they only go to big ones and that kind of stuff.
A lot of the events and shows that are part of Theater Week were already scheduled, but I understand that in addition, once this week got pulled together, people started just flooding to add more shows to cram into this week.
Yeah, it's a sign of the breadth of the theater community in the Philadelphia area that when they put a call out from Theater Philadelphia for shows, they not only got the ones that are running, and that makes up about 25% of the 80 different Theater Week events.
25%? Were already scheduled to happen.
Yeah.
That means 75% is like new stuff.
Yes. And mostly it's one night stuff and it's free or it's either 15 or 30 bucks. And those are screenings. Those are little shows going on all over town and actually through the region too. Or sometimes they're workshops, especially for people in the theater community who want to talk about playwriting. They want to talk about directing, that kind of thing.
Some of these shows are things that the artists already had in their back pockets, and they're kind of bringing them back to give them a new life. One that caught my eye was a radio drama by Karen Getz and Grace Gongluski. It's called Martha and Dottie, and they made this a few years ago, and now they're bringing it back for free. You can listen to it online for a window of time. You can access it for free.
The Free Library of Philadelphia is having an event. They're going to get you into the rare book room there, where there's a large theater collection, and it really shows the history of Philadelphia's theaters, which is more than a lot of people know, because this was a huge theater town 100-and-some years ago. The Walnut was operating, and, you know, it'll be fun to see that.
Yeah, and a lot of the nature of theater, it tends to disappear when it's over, and the library does have this really great theater collection in its rare book room. I'm looking forward to that. It'll be a real treat to see it.
The way Theater Philadelphia is marketing this first attempt at Philly Theater Week is they've grouped a lot of the events. So, for instance, because they run during Valentine's Day, Philadelphia Theater Company is going to have a big band concert that's specially for Valentine's Day. Inish Nua, which specializes in drama and comedy from the British Isles, is going to have Love Lies and Taxidermy, which is supposed to be a funny play, which has to do with love. There's an open mic night at the Free Library where you can go and read your favorite love poem. And that sounds like a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff like that. So they very cleverly grouped things, and you can find all of this at theaterphiladelphia.org, but Theater Philadelphia is one word with an R-E for theater, and that's important.
They create one place where you can access all this stuff. And as you say, you can buy discounted tickets, and so they make it really easy for you to go see theater right now when the spring season is starting to ramp up.
You know, Peter, you don't have to go to Center City to take part in Philly Theater Week. It's all over the place. There are theater companies doing stuff in Camden, Wilmington, Bristol. You can find a play at Quintessence Theater in Mount Airy. It's really across the region.
And it's across disciplines, too. I know Opera Philadelphia is putting on its show, Written on Skin. I'm looking forward to it. It's something new for the city, and it looks like it might be happening every year.
Yeah, I think it will be, and I'll see you at the theater.